Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Public Radio 89.1, The Lakeshore. And I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And every Sunday night, we from 8 to 10, we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. And so we hope you'll stick around. We're here for 2 hours every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break for the news at the top of the hour. And tonight I'm going to highlight the recorded work of trombonist Curtis Fuller. This will be installment two. We did one installment previously and covered some of his artistic endeavors. As I noted in the previous show, Curtis came out of Detroit along with a host of other young Turks in the mid-50s like Barry Harris and Elvin Jones and Thad Jones and Kenny Burrell and that kind of young artist. And he arrived in New York City and caught the ear of Lion and Wolf, who were the producers and owners of Blue Note Records. And they put him in the studio immediately. And appropriate enough, his first album was called The Opener on the Blue Note label, cut in June of 57. And here Curtis is joined by Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is a fine Gershwin tune that I really like. It isn't done nearly enough, I think, and it's called Soon.
Thank you.
Nice evergreen out of the George and Ira Gershwin songbook called Soon. And along with Curtis Fuller, our highlight artist of the week on trombone, we had Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. It was cut in Hackensack, New Jersey in 1957.
Well, I'm going to start off with Wes Montgomery. It's from an LP entitled The Wes Montgomery Trio, and it's his very first effort at recording. It was on the Riverside label in 1959. And with Wes on guitar is his original group from Indianapolis, Melvin Ryan on organ, Paul Parker on drums, and they're going to do a Benny Golson tune entitled Whisper Not. Thank you. was a Whisper Not, a Benny Golson tune featuring Wes Montgomery on guitar, Melvin Ryan on organ, Paul Parker on drums. It's from an LP entitled The Wes Montgomery Trio, released on the Riverside label in 1959 and then remastered for a CD in 1987.
Go ahead now with our highlighting the trombone artistry of our featured artist of the week, Curtis Fuller. And this time, Curtis is back in the Blue Note studio with Art Farmer. We have co-billing on this album, simply called Curtis Fuller and Art Farmer. Art Farmer on trumpet. Sonny Clark is here on piano. George Tucker's on bass. The great Louis Hayes is on drums. And this is a record again in Rudy Van Gelder's studio in Hackensack, New Jersey, December of 57. It's a Curtis Fuller item called Little Messenger. Thank you. Our spotlight artist of the week, Curtis Fuller on trombone, of course, there, and that was a little composition written by Curtis called Little Messenger. He had co-billing on that Blue Note album with trumpeter Art Farmer, who was really working in the jazz tet with Benny Golson at the time, the great Sonny Clark on piano, George Tucker on bass, Louis Hayes on drums, Little Messenger.
Next, we hear from a group led by Coleman Hawkins. It's on a CD entitled Timeless Jazz on the Fresh Sounds label out of Switzerland. In addition to Coleman on tenor sax, we'll hear from Billy Taylor on piano, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Eddie Burt on trombone, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And this is Fats Waller's tune, Ain't Misbehavin'. Thank you. That was Fats Waller's tune, Ain't Misbehavin', featuring Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Billy Taylor on piano, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Eddie Burt on trombone, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And it's from a CD entitled Timeless Jazz on the Fresh Sounds label out of Switzerland.
My next track is from a Blue Note album cut in 1958 with our highlight artist of the week, Curtis Fuller on trombone. He's joined by one of Indianapolis's finest contributions to the jazz world, trombonist Slide Hampton, Sonny Clark on piano, George Tucker on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. This is from an album appropriately called Two Bones and cut on the Blue Note label in 1958. A little thing written by Curtis Fuller called Mean Gene.
Thank you.
The trombone tandem of our highlight artist of the week, Curtis Fuller, and trombonist Slide Hampton out of Indianapolis, on a little thing written by Curtis Fuller called Mean Gene, with a fine rhythm section of Sonny Clark on piano, George Tucker on bass, Charlie Persip on drums, cut in 1958.
Well, next we'll hear from Buck Clayton, the trumpet man, usually putting together jam sessions. This is from a CD entitled Jam Sessions from the Vault. And in this case, it's the Columbia Vault. And it features Buck on trumpet, Ruby Braff on trumpet, Benny Green on trombone, Dickie Harris on trombone, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Al Westjohn on piano, Steve Jordan on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And this is a Johnny Green, Edward Heyman tune entitled Out of Nowhere. Thank you. Was out of nowhere, a jam session headed up by Buck Clayton. Did a great job of pairing up the horns there, Buck and Ruby Braff on trumpet, Benny Green and Dickie Harris on trombone, Coleman Hawkins and Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Al Waislon on piano, Steve Jordan on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That was a CD entitled Jam Sessions from the Vault. In this particular case, it was a Columbia vault, and it was recorded in 1955.
Next up is our highlight artist, Curtis Fuller, who moved from the Blue Note studio over to United Artists. And appropriately enough for an artist who's a featured artist on trombone, the album was called Sliding Easy. And this is quite an all-star aggregation. We included Lee Morgan on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan, another gentleman out of Detroit, Paul Chambers on bass, Elva Jones on drums out of Detroit. This is a Gigi Grice arrangement, and it's a composition that has turned out to be a minor jazz classic written by tenor sax man Jimmy Heath of the famous Heath Brothers family. And this is CTA. Thank you. highlight artist of the week, trombonist Curtis Fuller playing Jimmy Heath's composition CTA.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We're going to take a break pretty soon for the news at the top of the hour, then we'll be back for the second hour of this evening's session. We hope you'll stick around for that. We're going to wrap it up this hour with the Horace Silver Quintet from an LP entitled The Jody Grind on the Blue Note label. It features Horace on piano, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Tyrone Washington on tenor sax, Larry Ridley on bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums. This is a tune Horace wrote, and it's a title tune from the album The Jody Grind.